Police in Washington, D.C. will continue searching today for missing former federal intern Chandra Levy. The case continues to get media attention because of reports the young woman had an affair with married California Congressman Gary Condit. Levy's case highlights the hard task police face in tracking down the more than 40,000 adults in the United States who are listed as missing. While there's a network of programs to help find missing children, there's nothing comparable for adults. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports on one family search.
In the summer of 1992, Dale Dinwiddie had recently moved back in with her parents in Columbia, South Carolina. In the months after college, Dale had worked in Charlotte and was now back in her hometown, studying to get into a master's program in art history at the State University. In late September of 92, the attractive, brown-haired 23-year-old wanted to go with friends to catch Zoo TV, the latest concert tour from the band U2. But Dale couldn't afford it. At the last minute, however, someone canceled.
So one of the friends called and said, "Dale, come on and go with us because we have a free ticket."
Dale's mother, Jean, says the group had a great time at the U2 concert. Afterwards, they went out partying in the Five Points District, a popular area of bars and clubs near the college. Students filled the streets that warm September night. Dale was last seen at Jungle Jim's nightclub around 2:30 in the morning. When Dale didn't come home that night, her mother, Jean, called Dale's friends the next morning. They all thought she'd gotten a ride home with another friend, so Jean called police. At first, detectives told Jean not to worry, that her daughter had probably just slept over at a friend's house. But Jean says she knew something was wrong. Dale had never not come home.
You know, this doesn't just all of a sudden happen. So, of course, we were very concerned. And when we finally were able to make the police understand, you know, this is not somebody who slept over, and this is not someone who's run away from home, and this is not someone who's ever been on drugs, you know, then they got everybody out, and they had helicopters and bloodhounds and the city police.
And the state police as well. It was around noon the day after Dale vanished. That's a generally fast start in an adult missing persons case. Investigators say a quick start can prove essential. In the Chandra Levy case, it was four or more days until her parents notified police. Authorities waited another 2 days before entering Levy's apartment. Columbia, South Carolina Detective Harold Chambers has spent 9 years trying to solve the disappearance of Dale Dinwiddie. Chambers has chased false tips across the country. He's had jailhouse leads go nowhere and led police and dogs to scour South Carolina wells and woodlands and other frustrating dead ends.
We've talked to boyfriends, friends, we polygraphed. We followed up hundreds and hundreds of leads, traveled as far as Tennessee and different places, interviewing people that could have possibly been a suspect. Following up on bogus leads, went to one house and took the floor out of it and had to replace the floor because we got information that there was an odor coming from under there and could have been a body. So we just followed up on everything in the book, all to no avail.
We're about as close now, Chambers says, as we were the day she disappeared. Searching for missing adults often poses problems that investigators don't face with missing children. Adults can choose to leave, children can't. And some missing adults want to stay missing. Maybe they've slipped out of sight to escape an abusive relationship, the law, financial problems, or personal demons. Perhaps they've committed suicide. Dale Dinwiddie's case is just one. There are 41,000 adults in the U.S. listed as missing, according to the FBI's National Crime Information Center. And nearly 3,500 are women between the ages of 22 and 29. There was a recent hope for a break in the Dinwiddie investigation when police arrested Ronaldo Rivera. He's a 37-year-old former sailor and factory worker who confessed to raping and killing four young women in Georgia and South Carolina after posing as a fashion photographer. Rivera did live in the Columbia area at the time of Dale's disappearance, but police say there's no reason to believe he was involved. Police say Rivera didn't start his homicidal spree until 4 years after Dale was reported missing. So Dale's mother and father just wait. The tips, such as they are, still trickle in every now and again. Psychics have raised brief hopes, but nothing came of it. The occasional prank call in the dead of the night is still hard to take, Jean says. And despite nearly a decade without her daughter, Jean still believes that one day she'll find out what happened to Dale.
Well, I guess we're tough. We'll never give up. We always pray and hope that we will get some word. And we love our daughter very much, and there's nothing, I think, that must be any more difficult than not being able to find your child.
Jean Dinwiddie says she's grateful for any attention to her daughter's case. She says we can't afford to pay for any media exposure or for advertisements. And she adds with a sigh, quote, realistically, we're not in Washington, and we don't know any senators. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.